The house I began to get into this kind of scarring. I then got into redefinition of the sphere as defined by the Greeks, because the Greeks' definition of the sphere will not hold up in an empirical science. It's defined as a surface equidistant in all directions from a point. There could be no holes in it, and physics had never found any absolute continuum. They found only discontinuity. But it can't have any holes that's defined, because you come to the rim of the hole, the radius would change. So as defined, it would divide all the universes outside the sphere, all the universes inside the sphere, with no traffic between the two, and it would be the first perpetual self-sustaining system. Therefore, it would be, this is the first perpetual motion machine. You could do away with the rest of the universe, because there are no laws, there are no holes in it.